All right, don't forget that. Don't you ever forget that. See, he wants us to forget that. And the way the enemy works, if we forget that we are really weak, but Christ is strong, he wants us to think we are strong and that we can do it on our own. And then when we do that, we'll fight him in the energy of our own strength and not in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, every now and then, you got to try to lean to the Holy Spirit and let him work for you. And I tell you, one of the best times to do that, when you are trying to fight your own battle and you just stop, cold turkey, say, wait a minute, I'm saved. The battle is not mine. It's really the Lord. But you got to see this now. What I'm saying to you, I'm fighting a battle that's not mine. I'm actually fighting it. And more I fight it, more frustrated I get. And I get frustrated because I'm not winning the battle that I'm fighting, which I shouldn't be fighting anyway because it doesn't belong to me. It's the Lord's. See, it's the Lord's because I belong to the Lord. And what concerns me concerns the one who owns me. But I got to remind myself, because every now and then I want to fight with him. And I lose every time. Now, you may win some with the enemy. I lose every time. And I believe I lose every time because God wants to remind me, you can do nothing without me. You got a tendency to go off on your own. But see, you're not prepared for the spiritual warfare on your own. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ain't prepared. You think you are prepared, but you're not. My. God is good, isn't he? I just want to look at a couple of scriptures and see what God has to say from that standpoint. My topic is the will of God. The will of God, and it has to be very important in our lives. No matter how we may feel personally about that topic, the will of God, if we are going to be skillful in life, we have to understand what God's will is and how it works in our everyday experiences. Solomon shares with us the essentials for knowing, doing, and enjoying the will of God. Look with me. In the Word of God, we're going to look at, anybody know Maggie's scriptures? Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. We want to look at those two verses. You get opportunity, you read all of it, but I want to look at those two verses as we move on. God said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, God got a plan for your life. Say it again. Neighbor, wake him up. Wake him up in here. Amen. I'm waking myself up too. Your day was no longer than my day. I wish I could switch some days with you sometime and show you how long they are. But God has a plan for our life. Oh, my God, my God, my God. You know, our understanding is only partial. Whatever we understand, we don't understand nothing fully. But God's understanding of it all is far greater than our understanding. You see, we make decisions on our little understanding, and many times we get ourselves in trouble. Because we deem our understanding higher, better, better for me. If you know, at the time I'm making a decision, divorced from God, not bringing God in the mix. Well, what I'm doing then, for whatever reason, I'm deeming my own understanding, my own planning as greater than that of God. And we do that every now and then because of our old nature. You see, God speaks of here, he said, don't lean to your own understanding. God says you have some understanding from Adam nature, and we have a tendency to lean toward that understanding. That means I say, okay, I don't care what nobody else say. I really don't even care what God is saying, what God has said in his word. No matter how, I mean, yes, we thank God for the cross. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for saving our soul. Praise God. When I die, I know I'm going to be absent from my body. I'm going to be present with the Lord. I'm going to miss hell. Okay? So I am happy about that. But God says, but your sanctification while I'm leaving you here, I want you to understand I have a plan for your life, not just in eternity, but I got a plan for your life here and now. But your leaning to your thoughts, your ways, doing it your way, what you do, you interfere with my plan for your life. And one of the things, if we don't deem God's plan and realize that it's all of love. You see, we will, the favorite scripture probably for everybody is John 3:16. For God so loved the world, what? All right, we love that. But that love that God has for us, it includes his plan and will for us. And when we get that thing right and be holistic about God's love in our life, he loves us. He didn't only want to save us, but he want to keep us. He want to sanctify us. He want us to walk in that love by bringing glory to his life. And when I lean to my own understanding, I don't bring glory to God. See, I am to yield the right of way of my life to the Holy Spirit. God said, be ye filled with the Spirit of God. It is, if you're born again, God says, be filled. That's a command. Not if you want to or not. But that old flesh, there's a war going on. I'm glad God put it in the Word of God to show me. Say, God, I know what your words say, but I'm not always filled with the Spirit of God. I'm not always, God. And I know what your words say. Be. I don't always be. Okay? But I'm glad he says, yeah, but over in Galatians, there's a fight going on, Rich, between the flesh and the spirit. You see, and that you will do sometime, you find yourself not doing. Because there's a fight going on. And the fight is for your allegiance. The fight, see right now with this message, your flesh and my flesh is fighting me right now to not get the word of God and God's plan out. Because let me tell you something. Not only do God have a plan for your life, the world, Satan, have a plan for our lives. And you got two entities, three. The devil, the flesh, and the world, and yet he's the the God of this world, have a plan for my life. Now, let me tell you something. Satan in my flesh want dominance over me. In other words, because my flesh have a plan for me, Satan got a plan for me, and the world system, which I live in temporarily, have a plan for me. So not only God have a plan for you, see, we got to get this thing right. Because, see, you put too much pressure on people if you're not holistic when you tell them about what's going on in their life. If you're one-sided with this thing, you put a guilt trip on people that you got to go back and look at the scripture. You put a guilt trip as if you don't believe God when it says there's a war going on, the flesh is fighting the Holy Ghost. You got to say that. You got to say that because God is saying it's not going to be an easy thing. That means that Satan, my flesh, this world system, they have plans for me. And many times I follow the plan of my flesh. I follow the plan of this culture, the world system. And many times I follow the plan of Satan. Now you can sit there, but I'm teaching real good today. So when people leave all this out, you get in trouble. Oh, I feel so guilty. Oh, I can't make it like somebody else doing. They ain't making it neither. God loves us so much, he would not hide this from us, keep this behind a veil, and you struggling. And no one would turn to those pages and let you know God know that. He says, I'm not the only got a plan for you. Satan had a plan for Adam and Eve. God had a plan for Adam and Eve, didn't it? And we go back to the garden. God had a plan that you live in paradise. God's plan was that I own, that I created, I want you to have dominion over it. See, I mean, I'm going to make it, but I'm going to let you be the ruler of it. Because I love you so much, I didn't make you in the creeping thing image, the beast of the field image, the fowl of the air image. I didn't do that. I made you in my image. And part of my image is being over everything. And just so you, Adam, can get a taste of that, a little taste of that part of my image, I'm going to give you dominance over that I created. I'm not going to ask you to create it, but I'm going to ask you to rule it. And nobody can say, if you rule it like I've given you the dominion over it, if anybody say, you ain't got nothing to do this, ruling over nothing because it don't belong to you, it belong to God. Yes, 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 it does. But he made me in his image. He grant me permission to rule over it. I'm not even doing right if I don't rule over it. I'm not doing his will if I don't rule over it. I'm leaning to my own understanding and say, I didn't create it, so I ain't got to rule over it. He said, I created it, but I'm going to give you. See, I like this. I'm sharing something with y'all. This is my message. I'm just sharing it with y'all. Because I'm learning as I go through this journey down here. Yeah, I know when I die, I'm going to heaven. I know, and I thank God for that. But I also want to live right while I'm here. Because our sanctification have a lot of meaning to God because our sanctification before a world that's ungodly, perverse, will show glory to God. It's going to be all right. Look at your neighbor. Let me tell you something. Right now, I can try to encourage you, tell you it'll be all right. You know what your flesh will tell you? No, it ain't. You don't know what I'm going through. No, it ain't. I don't care if God said, I ain't ready for it right now. See, we got this thing. God, you can only be, I can say hallelujah when I feel good already. Huh? When things are going right. Huh? But let me tell you something. There's nobody like God. There is no greater love. See, I got to believe what is. Not what I think it ought to be, but what it is. And with God, God is, not was, not will be, but God is. I am that I am. I've always been, always will be. So when God speaks, he speaks in his full sovereignty. I got to believe him. I got to stop believing me. I got to stop leaning to my understanding. Because I tell you, it's making me too miserable. I'm tired of being miserable. But God said, you are miserable because you're not believing. You're not trusting what I've said in my word. No one can add to it or take away from it. God said, don't lean to your understanding. And if we would be truthful, we live our lives a lot of time, the bulk of it, save and lean to what we think. See, I said we. I didn't say you. But I'm tired of it. Can I get tired of it? See, confession is good. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of walking around with all this Holy Ghost power in my life and acting like I'm weak. Acting like I don't have no help. One more situation, I'm going to jump off the Compostela Bridge. One more shortcoming. Christ said, I died. I presented myself a sacrifice to my Father to pay for all of your sins. What I want you to do is present yourself a living sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Say, that's the least you can do. And we won't do it. We leave my, well, my understanding, you just don't know. No, I may, I don't know. But let me ask this, do you know Jesus? I know what he said. And I got, see, because he told me, don't lead to my understanding. Watch this, y'all. I got to check myself out from time to time. Watch this now, to see when I am disobeying God. Walk with me, Hebrew. Then he said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I got to check myself out when I am doing it. I think this is how this thing should be. You know what? Because last time, wait a minute. If you didn't have Jesus, you okay. See, the world okay doing that. You and I, we're not okay doing it. That's all they got is their understanding. And Satan in the flesh is going to cry. They're going to make that foggy. But that's all I got. He got a plan for me. Look at your neighbor and say, Abel, I know you're busy right now, and I know. That's why I told you, you just sat here, but this message for Pastor Rick, not y'all. Because the things I'm saying, I do. Okay? So it's for me. But the word of God keeps speaking. I need to listen. See, a lot of times, the word of God, not that the word, the Holy Spirit is not speaking to the church today, but it's the church listening to the Holy Spirit. Is there a word? Yes, there's a word. But are we listening? I tell you what, when you start listening to the truth, it'll set you free. Some of us have been shackled for so long. Those handcuffs are on us tight. And you know what happened? A lot of times, they get tighter and tighter because more situations come. And say, I thought I had just got over that one. There's another one. I thought I had got over that. There's another one. See, the enemy, he wants to be like rapid fire. He don't want you to catch your breath with things. So therefore, he want to keep me down. But I got to remember, he want to keep me down. I remember when I was way down, the bottom of the barrel in my sin. Huh? But grace went way down. No matter where I was in my sin, grace went down to me. Then grace went under me. And grace picked me up. And so maybe I don't have a right because of where I fought. But God said, where sin abound, grace much more. I got to say, God, I can say I lean to my understanding from time to time, but I'm sick of it. And still naming the name of Christ, I'm sick of it. Do I have to with this power? God, help me to unleash the indwelling Holy Spirit power that's in my life. Help me to walk in the victory you have won. I am victorious. If you believe that you got victory in Jesus, stand up or wave a hand. If you truly believe that. If you believe, if you don't believe it, don't do it. But if you truly believe it. My God, my God. We need to be free from this stuff. You know, Lord have mercy. Lord, if I preach from the overflow, I can't even get back to my note. That's all right. We will shock ourselves if we will walk in the Spirit like we ought to. See, we are forfeiting some of the blessings and some of the promises because we won't meet the prerequisite of walking in the Spirit. See, you don't tell God nothing he don't already know. But it's all right when you tell him, God, I agree with you. You said it, but for a minute, I didn't agree with you. And I didn't. I leaned to how I thought. Oh, Nuba, a smart guy. Huh? Nuba, sharp. Huh? Nuba got a lot of wisdom. Huh? And Mill just telling him, lean to Jesus. Yeah, but I got a little experience. Oh, boy, you messed up right there. You got more experience than Jesus, more experience than the Holy Ghost. How long you been living? Who give you the breath? Who gave you the brain? Huh? See, we need to try Jesus, try the Holy Spirit, because we are preaching it. The Word of God say you're baptized in it. Now, come on now. Do we really believe it? God said, don't lean to your understanding. And I don't know about you. Maybe yours are doing you fine. Mine is not winning my little battles. I'm losing them. There's nothing in my flesh that is good enough to help me survive Satan, the world, in my flesh. There's nothing here. But if I surrender to Jesus, if I tell him, Lord, I can't do it. God, I'm tired. God, I want to stop. I don't want to go another mile. I can't do it. He'll pick me up. And you'll see me moving. But look down and see the footprints. It ain't Pastor. Pastor been gone. Pastor been at a week time. But all of a sudden, how is he still going? You ain't seen it. But just for a moment, put on your spiritual sunshades. Your spiritual eyes. See through the eyes of faith. You begin to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. You know, they got that little picture with the footprints. Anybody see? Oh, man, whoever came up with that, that's good. Because a lot of times you see people going and you think it's in their strength. No, last week they lost it. Last month it was gone. But why do they keep going? He got me, Hebrew. He got me. Huh? I said, God. And let me tell you, lean to my own. Wow, ooh, God, God, oh, this is good. See, I'm talking to you guys, and I got somewhere I want to go. Got my little then he throws something else at me. Is I about to share it with you? I about to share it before I forget it. Oh, that was a good one. Y'all messing with me there. Oh, anybody don't want me to say this. But I'm telling you something. God is real. Let me tell you something. You and I, even as believers, we know the proper spiritual jargon. And we know you'll get hot with us if we don't use it. So we may want to use that spiritual jargon to satisfy Joan Jackson, huh? Hebrew, huh? Dave. You know, if I throw a few of them out, yeah, you know, I'm still good. No, I'm hurting, huh? I don't even feel like even using spiritual jargon. But I use, get me for what I used last week. Lift me up with that, because I'm silent right now. But I'm telling you, it's nothing like being weak and strong at the same time, because then it ain't you. See, sometimes God will get you weak in order to really make you strong. See, a lot of times you really can't trust on God when you're real smart anyhow. You got a little change anyhow. You got it all going on for you anyhow. See, Satan understood that principle with Job. He said, let me touch him and take some of them things from him that you have given him, and then I make him change his mind about you. You see, a lot of our troubles that's got us shackled, if you're not careful and I'm not careful, it's going to make us forget about God. You say what you want to say. No. You may not in word. You may, like I say, know what to do when you're around Christian. But it'll make you actually forget it because some kind of way Satan will whisper. He'll whisper in your ear and say, it ain't working. He'll give you them ASAP moments. Anybody ever had one? Anybody know what I'm talking about? ASAP say, I washed my hand for nothing. It looked like those who curse you can't stand you. Talk about you like a dog god. Got the golden touch. Huh? They don't get sick. But we're serving you. Looking for healing. Know that you can. But we struggle with, will you? See, you can believe that God can. Are you with me? No, you can. You know, it's just like saying, Bro Parker, I really need a dollar to buy me a bottle of water. Now, I know you can do that, but I don't know if you will. But in your case, watch this now. Like I'm going somewhere. I believe what I just asked you about that water. I believe Bro Parker can and Bro Parker will. You see, that's one of the reasons I remember when Candace brought me my Starbucks. I get that once a year whenever she comes and I joke her. But I use it for a joke. But then she gave me a card saying, before I come back, you got a card, you can go get you some. But I joke with that because she started it. I didn't ask for it. She brought me one. And I ain't never let her forget it. But when she brought me the next one, it let me know that she wanted to bring it. She was able to bring it. Therefore, she brought it. Now I got one person following me, and I'll preach to that one because it's mine. I'm telling you something. There are some facts about our Christianity we need to know to make it work. That general thing, that general knowledge that we got, that ain't gonna work because we got so many problems. Can we get real in the house? We got a lot of different problems. You put the name on them. And Satan asked you, why are you still serving him? If he loved you so much, you wouldn't go through what you're going through. Are you out of your mind? I got a little something for you. See, you'll feel better than saying, you know what? He ain't doing what I want him to do, so therefore I'm going to stop serving him. See, the reason I say he's not doing, I got to say, what I want him to do, you may have a specific thing you want God to do, he's not doing it, and somebody said, well, he ain't real, I ain't going to serve him. But he's giving you a mouth to talk about him like that. He's giving you the breath in your body. He's giving you the articulation of your speech. He could cut out your vocal cords or whatever. He giving you all that to say, I'm going to lean to my understanding now. Say, I lean to him. You tell me don't lean, acknowledge him. I acknowledge him. See, I start doing worse. I say, I've heard that. And see, I know that's a lie. Oh, man, let me move on. Okay. I tell you, but I had to go with what the Lord gave me. Okay. Now, what I want to say, that when we say, I'm trusting in the Lord, what we are really affirming, when you truly mean that, you're affirming some things. First of all, we are affirming that we belong to God. Could you put 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20? You would help me out a little bit. Do you have that? Okay. Or do you not know? Underline no. See, the way do you know the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible? Anybody know that? And the Holy Spirit is God. So what God is saying, there are some things after you grow, after you study the Word of God, you just ought to know. Okay? So that's why I teach. Because if God gonna ask the people about what you know, that means you got knowledge of it. And you got knowledge of it, you've been taught. Or you study the scriptures. So I want to show you how it go together. If God gonna ask me, do I know? No, a lot of stuff I don't know. No, if you haven't read the scriptures, you haven't been taught. That's why it's so important when the man of God is teaching that you take some notes. See, because if God gonna ask Mike, do you know something? And I know I'm teaching you. See, I'm gonna get my blessing for feeding. But if you don't eat, you lose yours. But guess what? If you're a believer, he's still going to ask you this, do you know? Wow. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? All right? Temple means that's the dwelling place of God. If you're a believer, if you're born again, God dwells in you in the person of the Holy Spirit. Who is in you, in your body. Your body is the temple. Whom you have from who? God. And you are not your own. Now, what do my mind tell me? I'm big and bad enough. I work. I do this and I do that. Yeah, I am. I play the religious game in church. But God, I'll show you better than I can tell you. I am my own, because I'm going to do my own thing. But watch this. He said, but do you know? Watch this, y'all. Can you hang with me? Watch this, Danny. There are some people who don't know that. But he's writing this to believers. The church at Corinth. Are y'all with me? I want to show you something. A lot of times, Sister Joan, we think everybody's supposed to know that. But he's speaking to his own. He said, you ain't your own no more. That means you're born again. You've been bought with a price. You are genuine, a new creation. That's who he's talking to. We want to make this everybody, every church goer. No, no. You can go to the biggest church, wear the biggest hat, and I mean, you can do your thing for years on every social club because you somebody you got to represent. But you don't know. And when you get so high polluting, you don't know that you don't know. And that's a bad situation to be in. I tell you what, when I found out some things I didn't know, when I got some sound teaching, I got hot. Because once I got some good teaching, I said, well, don't everybody supposed to be doing this? I mean, this stuff is dangerous, not nowhere. I got hot. That's what. No, no, no. Y'all help yourself with all that crazy stuff. Go right ahead. Don't ask me to go with you. Probably coming in town. Ah, he can tell me that. Yeah, don't call me. Don't tell me. No. I got so much I don't know about this book. I'm struggling to find more about the book. You go to the prophet and tell him, he tell you, close the book. I got a word that ain't in there. Fresh. Ha, revelation. No, man, I'm looking for illumination. Everything that's written is already written. I'm asking God, turn a light on with this Bible. Illuminate me, light. I need to see what's in here, Mike. I tell you, I'm not carrying myself. This ain't me. Did you know the preacher feel like sometimes he don't want to preach? If you ever do this, like I say, some of the preachers, you can ask those that do it. It don't mean we unspiritual, nothing like that. No. You can ask Lamont the same thing. Like ask Pastor Greg, Keith, all of us. We talk. It's not as easy as what y'all think it is. I remember Anuba asked me one time, how can you talk so long? I never forgot that, Brother Anuba. I mean, you've been talking about the Lord, but you can go on and on. I had to stop for a minute. I guess he was saying I'm long-winded. But I'm talking about the Lord. And some of y'all need me to be long-winded. Because this may be all you can get. I feel good and I don't even know why I'm supposed to feel good, so no, it ain't me. But I do. And I thank God for Lamont undergirding and taking over and preaching, you know, a couple of weeks vacation, and I thank God that he's here because he takes over, and I'm glad y'all like his preaching, because I'd be in trouble had somebody you didn't like, because I heard from y'all when I did have some like that. So you ain't telling me. Oh, nah. I got some stories. I'm up there in Virginia Beach. Nah, not Virginia. I'm on vacation years ago in Williamsburg. And there's one of the members. Who preaching? You on vacation, Pastor? Yeah. You be back next week? No. I wasn't going to tell you I was going then. Who preaching? I told him what preacher. Well, okay, I'll be back when you back. You know, you're good. You're clueless. You're clueless. Pastoring ain't no easy thing. But when God calls you to do it, you do it. And then when you need some strength, he'll pick you up and take you. But I'm just being honest. Can I be honest? Got to be honest. You don't want no lying preacher, do you? No lying spirit. Y'all get quiet on that. Anybody here want no lying spirit? Everybody want, no, I don't want it. Y'all ain't saying nothing, though. Okay. Let me get back. Y'all make me forget. Y'all know I had a birthday. All right. Okay. I tell you what, let me get back here. Okay. Okay, I know where I stopped there. Now, stay right here, son. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? Also, the spirit that I have is from God. I don't have no wicked spirit from Satan. I don't have that. And one thing I know, a wicked spirit Look, don't try to put no hex on me, because that spirit can't dwell in there with the Holy Ghost. No, no, no. The only reason the flesh is there, because that came from Adam. And when God give us our new body, he is going to give, we already have a new spirit. We're going to get a new body to go along with that. And ain't going to be that old Adam nature nowhere around us anymore. But ain't no demonic spirit going to possess the Holy Ghost. How many know that God is greater than Satan? If you don't know it, read Matthew 4. Just go over there if you want to see who the greater. Because see, when Jesus got tired of him, he said, bye. And if you read it and see how it was, straightway had the idea of, woo, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Get a little bit of meaning when, oh, man. Am I making any sense to anybody? Okay, all right, I don't want to just bore you. I can find something else to do with my time. I told you I feel good. I don't know why, but I do. Okay. All right. Give me the next verse. For you were bought with a price. Wait a minute. That means that Christ purchased us. Now, this is important. A lot of times, you heard everybody use it. Absent from the body, from the Lord. And they use it for unsaved people and everything. See, in order to be saved, you have to be purchased. Okay? There was a price on your head. Now, watch this. The price was the cost of your sin. And couldn't nobody pay that price. Trump couldn't pay that price, no matter how much money he got. Huh? Bill Gates couldn't pay this price. Couldn't pay it. Thank you, sister. I got one with me. Couldn't pay it. Now, I'm talking about our salvation. You don't want to talk to me. Well, I'll talk to you. Couldn't pay it, could he? Could he, Mom? He couldn't pay it. Wait a minute. That means I needed somebody to go my bond. Huh? And I had such a heavy one on me. See, a lot of times somebody in the courtroom and they do something real bad, they'll raise that bond so high they know you ain't got $40 million. Huh? And you were robbing a Goodwill store. But they don't want you out. They don't want nobody to purchase your freedom. But the price, well, I got news for you. But the price that was on you and me, there was no greater price. Nobody could pay it. Nobody could pay that amount. Nobody. You see, the currency for heaven's payment was only from heaven. It was God in Christ, reconciling the world back into himself. Jesus, the only one could pay the price. Buddha can't pay it. For you were brought with a price. Therefore, what is it therefore? God said, give them some knowledge. What entails or what is involved in their salvation? And after you teach them, say, now I need to talk to you while I'm asking you. Therefore, glorify God. See, we ain't telling you glorify him and he ain't done nothing for you. See, when we give to God, I got that in my mind and loosen my pocket up. See, after you know what you receive, then when you give, I give knowing what I receive. Therefore, I give. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which ain't your own, no way. And getting back to Proverbs, The God that owns us might. Say, man, stop doing it your way. You know what I can't tell him? I can't tell him, get out of my business. You don't know. Get out of my business because it's my thing. Stay out of my business. No, I am his business. He took care of business to purchase me. And then he said, I belong to God. I belong to God. I'm not my own anymore. So look at this. I am taking possession of God. And I'm telling myself, lean to your understanding, Lee. And God is saying, you are taking what's mine and doing your own thing with it. You know, if someone loan you a car or truck, and you're going to find every butthole, every tree limb, scratch it all up, you wrecking the people's stuff up, doing what you want to do with it. Now, you don't want to see that person who owned that truck when you take it back. And they loan it to you out of the kindness of their heart. And that's how you treat it. God says, I purchased you, and I left you as the steward of that I own. I let you manage it. How are you treating my body? How you doing it? Are you taking my body to church? See, when I get this thing right, you remember there's somebody I was talking with, there's a lot of things that God tells us, and we wrestle with doing. Sometimes we hit and miss, all of us, right? But there are some things that's easy. If he got a list of 100, and then if we got 75 easy ones, I'm going to make sure I'm going to get them 75. I ain't going to struggle with everything he tell me. No. Oh, no. We got this thing. I'm going to talk about everything. Oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get all the easy ones. Because first of all, I ain't got to be messing with what's here. No way, because it ain't mine. So if I'm going to mess with it, I ain't going to do everything he want me to do with what's his. I'm sure going to do the easy things with it. Woo! As God got a sense of humor when he called certain type of preachers to come and preach. He used their personalities. Woo. Somebody told me years ago, say, Pastor, I like you. You real animated. That was a compliment or damn, whatever. Okay. All right. Oh, I was animated on the basketball court. Yes, sir, when I was a kid and whatever. Okay, let me move on. Okay, Steve, you going to help me? You not asleep? Oh, you put your hand up. All right, let's go to the second one. The first thing, we are affirming that we belong to the Lord. Next thing, we are affirming God has a plan for our lives. Will you put Proverbs 19:21, and then we'll go to Ephesians 2:10 and Philippians 2:12-13. Start me off with Proverbs 19:21, I believe. You already got it? There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. You know, I had some other things maybe in my heart, plans for my life. And yet God had a plan for my life. And then some of them plans I wrestled with for a while. I didn't just automatically do them. But seeing this, the word of God, knowing that God counsel, God's plans, they will stand. Okay, give me the next one. So he has a plan for me. A plan and a purpose. Give me the next one, Steve. Ephesians 2:10 and Philippians 2:12-13. Let you help me out so we can get it together and move on. Oh, you don't have it? Ephesians 2:10. Now this is those that are saved. You know, when you look at all of them, come on down, you would see. But that we're saved by grace and all of that. He says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Here's God's plan. I'm showing you his plan. For good works. You see that? Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now, if God's plan for my life is that I do good work, do things that glorify God. Okay? That's why I'm saying, no, I may not do everything to glorify God. All of them easy ones, I'm going to make sure I do them. That's just my thing. You ain't got to do, you can let the easy one go, the hard one go, or whatever like that. But I want to have a stack of them. No, that's easy to do that one. All right? Bring glory to God. So he has a plan for our life. Hey, Steve, can you go back up to 2:1? All right, and then we wrote that. Yeah. And you, he made alive. See, I was dead before God made me alive. And some versions said quicker, made alive. In other words, there are a lot of unsaved people going to church, a lot of unsaved people around, but in God's eyes, in my eyes, they may be alive, but spiritually in God's eyes, they're dead. You're not alive until God make you alive. Who were, past tense, dead in trespasses and sins. It's talking about a sin thing. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Okay, now, that's Satan, all right? Now, keep in mind, he has a plan for your life. And see, we were walking according to his plan at first, prior to being born again. Now, why God gonna make us his own? You're walking, you're living, you're existing in the plan of Satan when you were dead and trespassing in sin. Now he's going to make you alive and you're going to keep walking there. He made us alive that we're walking his purpose. Who now works in the sons of disobedience. Watch this now. He said, now don't talk about those unsaved people too bad. Move to the next one. Among whom also we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh. That the flesh got a plan for us. Satan got a plan. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and were by nature children of the wrath, just as others. No better than others. But I need this word. Because that was my yesterday. No better than others. But I'm a little different now because of the price Jesus paid. He went my bond. There was no price the Father could put on purchase me that he wouldn't pay. The spies and the shame paid it anyway. Wow, wow, wow. No, he paid it because he said, it is finished. Okay, keep rolling, Steve, so we can go. You got the next one? God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us. Move again. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. I didn't do nothing for this. Grace. And raised up, not only saved, raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, you can't sit in heavenly places unless you're in Christ Jesus. Because he's seated on the right hand of the Father. Huh? So when Stephen was stoned, I believe he stood up. So he was standing looking at him. Said, oh boy, just like me. Come on, somebody. Is this good? That in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of his what? Grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. He kind to me. So if you say, Pastor, you don't deserve that, you are right. I'm saved by grace. And the grace of a kind Savior. Because to speak about his kindness. Hi, Lordy. By grace you have been saved through faith, I believe. Well, I don't believe that Bible stuff. I ain't dealing with no crazy church and all that. I'm going to do my thing. Do your thing. Because when I read the Bible, it speaks about non-believers and believers. There are different kind of folk in the Bible. I'm that folk that believe. You that folk that don't believe. You got that right not to believe. I got the right to believe. But, my Lord, I'm trying to teach today. Come on. Because you're going to face some crazy stuff out there in the street. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. What you mean? I pulled my own self up by my bootstrap. That's why I'm so miserable. When I lose my strength, I ain't able to pull myself up. I just can't get it together. I got to wait till I can pull myself up. Wait a minute. You can't pull yourself up from the guttermost to the uttermost. Only Jesus can do that. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Can somebody say, I outworked you to get it? No. No, that's a gift, buddy. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. My God. Now we go to 10. He says, now. See, I took you back to show you. I won't go do it first, but I did that to show you why we went to 10. Everything preceded 10 prepared you for 10. Everything preceded 10 made you what 10 say you are. Don't leave out here and say, Pastor, my church don't teach nothing. Don't lie on me like that now. I'm going to send Gene at you. You may not do it, but don't tell me I'm not teaching you. See, I'm going to get my credit where you use it or not. You know, he whooped me if I don't teach it. Okay, That's it. Okay. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. You got it? Philippians 2. Come on, Steve. I'm going to put it on you to hold these people up. All right. Okay. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's not working for your salvation. The salvation I showed you first, how you got it by grace and the kindness. Now that you got it, now operate, bring glory to God with your lifestyle. This is your sanctification. I'm working it out by preaching, being obedient to God because he called me to do this. He called me to study so I can teach. I'm being obedient to study so I can teach. All right, what am I doing now? I am For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. It is his good pleasure to work in me to teach his people. And he's working in me because he lives in me, because I am the temple of God that housed the Holy Spirit. See how everything just worked together? It's just biblical links in the chain to give you the whole of what's going on. Okay, did I give you two? Gave you, it affirms that we belong to God. It affirms that God has a plan for our lives. Also, we are affirming that, the last one, that this plan of God is the best thing for us. That's very important, because if I feel my plan is the best, I'm going to walk in my plan. A lot of times you thought your plan was better than God's plan, then you found out it won't. Anybody ever been there? Don't say nothing. Woo! We're in the house of God, ain't we? Is all right if y'all get God this little time? And y'all had the rest of the week. Do your thing. Huh? At least what you've done. When you walk away from today, I'm like, Pastor, I got this one right. Sunday, I went to church. I got this one right. Don't say, I don't get them all right now. I don't dot every I. I don't cross every T. But I do dot some. And I ain't going to buy that when you don't dot none. Yeah. I heard you, man. Amen. See, I'm trying to get folk confident. Because that's a grace thing. See, some of y'all want to make it a work thing. This can happen. You can mix the works of sanctification and put it with salvation. You are wrong. Don't do it. Salvation is all of grace. And watch this. You can't even do the sanctification part to satisfy God until you get the salvation part. And trying to do the sanctified part first and think that equals salvation, then you're saying, my efforts to live a holy life mean that Christ didn't have to die for me. I can live that thing and get my salvation. You live lie. Satan got you. Flesh got you. You lean into the world, the flesh, and the devil, and yourself, if you say that. Am I right? I just told it. Hey, y'all some smart people. Let me tell you something. Y'all are highly educated, some smart folk in here. One thing about it, don't dumb down your smartness when it comes to the Bible. You're smart in everything else. You're a superstar. College folk. Get with the program. I tell you, I don't know why I'm happy, but I am. Woo! Did I finish Steve? Okay. My last verse, and then I got to come aside. Y'all ain't hoping no more. Psalms 33:11. What was my topic? We affirm that the plan of God is best for us. Okay. All right, go ahead. What is it, Steve? Okay. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plan of his heart to all generations. Young folk, God got a plan for your life. Middle-aged folk, God got a plan for your life. When Pastor Rich gone, God still got a plan for the next generation. But what we gotta do, we gotta obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus except we obey. Now I know it may be tight, but God knows it's right. And all you gotta do, go home and get deeper in the Word of God, and you will be blessed. Now am I right about it? Okay, then I'm gonna stop right there. I got some more, but I'm gonna stop it. You guys been good.